to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. And hope everybody's doing well today. What a nice day it is. 7:06 in the morning, May the 14th. 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and about Linda is not here. Linda will be is getting it running around today and doing rodeo stuff and all the things that go along with it. We got a full day today, though, including John Growney, that is the stock contractor for the Reading Rodeo, will be here with us. We've got Dr. Joe Weiss from Shasta College with some announcements about 4-year degrees. And we have Andrew Meredith and some of the other union leaders talking about the Turtle Bay land sale. So we've got a lot going on here today. But let's start off our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down this morning 34 points at 16,680. The S&P 500 is down 4 at 1892, and the NASDAQ is down 1 at 4128. Active stocks this morning include AT&T, which is down 13 cents at $36.07, and Bank of America down 5 cents at $14.98. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $6.40, and Exo Group is down 1 penny at $11.27. In the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.56%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 60 cents at $101.65. Gold is up $12.30 at $1,307.10, and silver is up 30 cents at $19.85. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning. Financial freedom, what you do with your investments. Have you checked your investments and have you done it with somebody that really understands what's happening on Wall Street and the long-term picture and the short-term picture? Well, they do at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. And then stop by Park Marina Drive. Hey, Bad Bob, I know we have weather today.
We do.
And it's going to be hot weather.
We do indeed have hot weather on tap. Could push the century mark today into mainly sunny skies. Winds up to 10 miles an hour. Things are drying out very, very quickly. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. 96 the forecast for tomorrow under partly cloudy skies, so it could be a little bit muggy. Right now in Reading, it is 57 degrees. The report is brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Now, here it is. Here's the clues to unmask the Lone Stranger and Sidekick. I'm going to give you yesterday's clue first and then today's clue. Yesterday's clue was the Pope's in play, not Shasta County's own. We'll cover their escape and make them groan. Maybe a flight, maybe a son. Now it is time to have some fun. That was yesterday's. Today's. Robert Edwards Unger was the initial crook. He'll hang on his shingle for you to look. You know, it's got to be a lawyer of some kind, right? Could it be Barr and Mudford? Let me think. Is one of them Catholic? I mean, I'm just really, is it? And they'll cover their escape and make them groan. Initial crook and shingle for you to look. See, a shingle, hang out a shingle. That's what you do. I guess you could be a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what? You could be a doctor, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope's in play. All right.
Anyway.
The money was found 5 minutes after. In fact, I talked to an asphalt cowboy. The people that found the money were back at the, you know, at the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse before they got back that day.
I have heard stories in the past of people, you know, they know who to look for because you have such a limited pool and they start following people around.
Yeah. Hey, it's 7:10 in the morning. It's 58 degrees. It's going to get up in the 90s today. The other thing that's going on, last night, Linda and I were honored to go down to the Asphalt Cowboys Chili Cook-Off Contest and be one of the two of the judges they had there.
I can never stop thinking about that email.
I know. That email. You know what? I got that email in Iraq and almost had to go to the corpsman. I was laughing so hard. But let me tell you about the chili last night. Let me tell you about my stomach this morning, Bob. You may not enjoy this today. We tried. Hey, back, close the door. If I'm going to suffer, I want Bob to suffer too. I'm not too sure about the guest. 11 chilies we tried out last night.
Oh, dear.
And the young lady, Charlene from Channel 12, was there, one of the reporters. And she has not done this before.
I don't know if she'll
ever do it again. I tell you what, we had the aromas off some of them as they melt. I can't wear, you know, you can't wear glasses or anything. They melt the glass out. And some of, you know, one of them was just all of us took a bite of it and looked at each other and went, wonder what that meat is. And I was afraid to ask. And I didn't even really want to go over and see how they were cooking it, but everybody, did a good job last night. Some better than others. The only thing I can hope is that I will have no long lasting internal issues like I've had already since last night. Yeah, but there was a green chili, you know, a green chili verde, chili last night that was different and very interesting. My eyes are watering just thinking about it right now. Then they had the street dance. I tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's rodeo week, my friends. And if you don't get involved in rodeo week, what are you doing in this town? They've got all types of events going on. And Friday night or Friday afternoon, they've got the Chicks and Chaps Women's Only Rodeo Clinic. It's a breast cancer awareness fundraiser. That's what it's really about.
It's
going down there, right? And, you know, going down there and seeing what's going on. They got cowboys down there. They have John Granny down there. They're going to be talking about what rodeo is, but it's also it's a girls' night out. You get to meet the top cowboys and cowgirls in the PRCA and improve the quality of life for others who are suffering from breast cancer. Friday, it's May 16th. You can email chicksandchaps@readingrodeo.com or just check out their website. It's got it all in there, readingrodeo.com. You know what? Yeah, I know. I'm still burping this morning.
That chili is coming back to haunt you,
man,
isn't it?
Well, it started like 3 o'clock this morning when it just set up in bed, and the elk killer goes, are you okay? No, I'm not okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot of good things going on here in Shasta County and in the city of Reading. I mean, good things. Front page of the front page of the Record Search site, you go, what paper's this? No, I'm just kidding. They're really making an effort to, they are really making an effort to Record Searchlight to reach out and be positive about some things. It doesn't mean you have to be a Pollyanna, but you know what? There are some good things that are happening in this town, in the North State, Shasta County, Anderson. All this is happening right here, and they're doing a good job. They're starting to do a great job in getting that out. Now, if the editorial page could just catch up, we'll be right back after these messages.
Planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:17 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, you talk about being healthy, and that's one of the things I want to talk about today is something that I saw in the paper that California is trying to do. But if you really want some good information, you head on down to Orchard Nutrition. They've got four nutritionists on the staff to assist you at no charge, plus in-store deli, classes in the evening on health and diet. They, of course, have the largest selection of food and supplements in Northern California of natural food. May I say, raw and organic food, raw milk. They've got it all there. Plus, they have amazing foods for life, gluten-free mixes that you can just pop into the oven or mix it up, pop it in the oven, and have a nutritious meal 15 minutes later. You can feed the kids for breakfast, snacks, something that's nutritional and is gluten-free, which has been proven to help people in their health issues. Head on down to Cypress Square Shopping Center or give them a call at 244-9141. Our chat room is still under construction because I talked to our webmaster yesterday, who is in the throes of unconsciousness. He got hacked, as many others did. Got hacked. We can hear you really easy there. And he's got some sites that aren't even back up yet. He said he had us isolated, but we still got hammered. So he said he should have the chat room back up today. So let's hope that can happen. The other thing is, with these things like that, our streaming should still be good, but, you know, occasionally it'll pop off. But we're getting the servers. He's got the servers backed up. I just thought I'd let you know what's going on. I know it's hammered on to our chat room that, we usually have lots and lots of people. For some reason, it must be a little bit harder for some people to get than others. Okay.
Yesterday, yeah, there was some, and this is across the whole internet right now. These attacks are taking place.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, and I guess there's some places that somebody wrote in yesterday and said they're some of the sites they usually visit have been down, and they've been down for a long time. So I don't quite understand this. Where they just go after it, just go in hacking looking for information.
Well, basically, it's about trying to hijack the serving computers, and this really seemed to ramp up with this Heartbleed security issue. Now that's a lot of sites that normally have that have been depended on this security system known as SSL. Attacks really seem to have ramped up, and a lot of traffic is just being is just garbage clogging the pipes, if you will. So
okay, well, all right. Hey, one safe place. Got received $1 million donation for their new housing that they want, the new quarters for battered spouses. $1 million, one fifth of everything they needed, they received from Sierra Pacific Industries yesterday. And as Mark Palicki has said, who is the spokesman, and Mark's been on the show with us before, as have other people from Sierra Pacific. And they said Sierra Pacific supports numerous organizations in the community where we operate in One Safe Place. We find is an excellent example of an organization that will benefit the community. So we're going to make a contribution to it, a large contribution, because their needs are high, and we're hoping our stepping forward will encourage others to do the same. They're trying to put – they've got – they're building this new place for $5 million for this new shelter. So this is, like I said, one-fifth of it. Plus, they've already I think, got $400,000 from some other places.
You know, there are people who will vilify SP and Mr. Emerson no matter what they do, no matter what.
Well, you know, I read a blog yesterday. To get this, this one girl writes, not a blog, but it was off of Facebook. And I don't read Facebook, so I was, for some reason, it was on that page I was looking at, just, you know. And this one woman wrote, and I have no idea who she is, wrote, "I haven't changed my thoughts. I've always despised wealthy people." I mean, what kind of statement is that from somebody? "I've always despised wealthy people."
So success is only the, is this only the government can be successful? What is
no,
that?
No, no, no. To me, that's tells me so much about this poor person, and I don't mean poor in wealth. I mean poor in her looking at herself and looking at her world. Because how can you despise somebody who you don't know, who are wealthy because they've worked at it and they give things back to their community, and they're, you know, they mentor people and all these, I mean, all these things. How could you despise somebody just because they're wealthy? Unless, of course, they're just a troll that wants somebody. And I almost did it. I almost wrote back and said, how could you hate somebody? How could you despise somebody you don't even know?
And what is her definition
of what?
What is her definition? Would she consider you wealthy because, you know, you're not working at McDonald's or something?
Well, you haven't seen me on Saturday nights. I may be down there. No, I don't know. But see, I don't care, because I cared enough to talk about it today. But frankly, caring enough to go back and say, how could you despise people you don't know? It's not enough. But no, I was just
that hasn't stopped.
That's a weird. That is
that's
a,
never stopped,
you know,
a lot
that
of
is
people.
A weird woman. You know, the other thing that was really weird, Sterling got on the guy that owns the Clippers. What's his name, Robert? What is it?
Don Sterling?
I don't know.
Anyway.
He was on Anderson Cooper. I don't know if you saw this guy the other day, but you know what? Whoever is around him, if he has a handler, they need to give him a shot of something and put him in a room that don't talk to people. Because he gets going and he starts talking about Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson has HIV, and what kind of model is this? He's having sex with thousands of women. Now, this is the guy that got caught talking to his mistress, you know, in front of everybody. Okay, but and then he went after Anderson Cooper. But have you ever loved a woman? Or, I mean, these are just things. I mean, he, you know, he says I'm not a racist, and but then he goes off, and I'm just, you know, there's at some point.
Well, why do he's 80 what?
You know what? That makes no difference. Don't even tell me that he's 81, because my father-in-law is 83.
Well,
he's not like that. I know a lot of other 80-year-olds that don't, you know, that aren't. Well, that could be a problem. Maybe he has dementia, and so why? You know, people should not let him on the air. Okay, good news, Redding and Shasta County. The economy is on the upswing. Mark LaSalle from EDC was giving a talk to Shasta County, to the supervisors yesterday. And unemployment is down. It used to be like 17. Now it's down to 10. Now, 10%, which is still high. But you know, I don't look at the unemployment figures, because we all know that they're cooked. The figures are cooked. It doesn't count the ones that aren't even looking for jobs and all that. So, but say it came down 7 points from wherever it was. That's good. That's good. We're all for that. And unemployment and manufacturing in Shasta County is up 14%. Now the problem is, believe it or not, is now they're starting to kind of like looking for workers because a lot of the skilled workers left the area. And, you know, to go find work, go find jobs. And we've got people that were listening to us that skilled, artisans like Jimmy and the others that went to, you know, went down to the Bay Area, went to other places, went to work, so that they could, you know, make ends meet.
I know a local mechanic shop that, I deal with frequently. The owner there puts out a call for a new shop mechanic, gets something on the order of 500 applications, of which 400 are immediately thrown out simply for being absolutely undecipherable. The majority of the rest have some kind of record, can't pass the drug test. They come in and their attitude is just abysmal. And he had a heck of a hard time filling a good-paying position with somebody who could actually do it.
You remember the shampoo factory that was out here?
Germac.
Okay, then they went to, they were still here when we were here, and we went to a tour of the factory.
Mm-hmm.
And now this was years ago, okay, this was right at the beginning of the recession, or the big part of the recession, but they were, you know what, they could not find people to work out there at a very good hourly wage, medical, dental, the whole shooting match. They said that they would come in, and the only requirement they had was you had to work there 90 days. You know, so they could look at you for 3 months, and then you get this big raise, you get all this other stuff. I mean, you were getting a livable wage mm-hmm. when you first started working there. So what happens? They couldn't keep anybody. They could not find people to work there. So I understand that can be a problem. And yet I see I guess it's all those people that don't qualify for jobs. You know, they're walking around here out here on the streets.
But it's so much easier to go to your mailbox, get your check, buy your beer with your government check, and then sit down at the computer and complain about how hard life is in between watching reality shows like Honey Boo Boo. What's wrong with this picture?
What's Honey Boo Boo?
Isn't that the TV show you absolutely despise?
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
That's the state of entertainment in this country.
Okay. All right. Now, you remember how we're talking about – I've got Dick Durbin wants to hold these hearings to talk about how we need illegals to be put into our services because we don't have the people to have a viable military, right? All right, mm-hmm. You're hearing this. Okay, that's on one hand. On the other hand, the Army, the Navy, and the other services says, nope, Uncle Sam doesn't really want you. The military now turns down about 80% of the applicants because now the requirements have gotten so much harder because you don't need it because we're drawing down. We need mm-hmm. less troops in the middle of everything that's going on in the world, the Ukraine, the China, everything. And it's our administration's great idea to just keep drawing down here and just – why don't we just hand the world to China, which we're going to. But the Army says the U.S. Army hopes to hit 57,000 recruits for active duty this year. It's on pace to do just that, even while applying a stricter set of standards as it pertains to physical fitness, appearance – i.e. tattoos, intelligence testing, and applicants' criminal history, which means that now it's harder to get in, which means that 80% of the people that they're trying – these are Americans, not illegals, to get into the service. And now you want to put illegals into the service when you've got Americans that want to get into the service, but because maybe they have a tattoo or maybe that they've got a – you know, something happened when they were 16 that, you know, could be sealed. But things like this, things that would make – you know, that they could become very good soldiers or sailors or mm-hmm. Marines because they're cutting back. And so at the same time, we're trying to put illegals in here as their punishment. To go into the service so they can become a citizen.
The path to citizenship.
Well, you know, with this whole thing, dreamers are dreaming. And these are Republicans out of Southern California that have been in the service. Oh, it's a good idea. You know, partner, get your head out of your butt. You don't need to do that. Read the paper, smell the coffee, sniff the roses. This sticks in my craw. That you would want to bring illegals into the service when Americans who want to get in can't. So don't tell me we've got a shortage of people to take these jobs, which is what you're saying. It's a lie. You don't know what you're talking about. And you're a congressman
representing people? No, you are pandering to the Hispanic vote. Find another way. We'll be right back after these messages.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Cresson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Cresson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Not here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Rodeo Week and Rodeo Day. That's right. Rodeo Day. The first night officially of the Reading Rodeo takes off tonight. And we have given away tickets off to tickets everywhere yesterday for all the all of our seats, but we've got tickets for tomorrow night. That's right, tomorrow night. But we're going to just wait a second. I haven't announced it yet, so don't jump in there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. Great, great value for your money. Estate jewelry like you can't believe. The only trained watch repairman in all of the area is at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates. Honest, and we'll tell you what's going on. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Let's try that again.
Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How
are
you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, like I said, I live in America and I got a job.
Well, that's it. You're one of those people I was talking about. I was thinking about you, and I said I had to leave the area.
Yeah, I heard that. And, yeah, things are picking up here in town.
Good.
We do have stuff coming up out of town here pretty soon. And, yeah, if it wasn't for the out-of-town jobs, our company would have went under for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, the military thing you were talking about, it blew my mind. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that they want to do this, this DREAM Act in the military. And the reason being is because my son, as you know, is in the Air Force.
Right.
And he was telling me, and this is what he was telling me, so that they were cutting back 10,000 positions out of the Air Force, just the Air Force itself.
I believe that because I think the Army was going down 20,000. I think the Marines were going down 10,000. So I know that's probably right.
And another thing he told me, and you might want to double check on this, that he told me a few years back that they were giving incentives for some of the Air Force not to re-up.
Well, now you know what I've heard that they have they could actually have early retirements. I don't know if they punched the ticket on that. I know right after Desert Storm, because they did all the they had all the. People they held in on stop loss, and then others that there was a number of officers that got an early retirement, but they only offered that for like 6 months. But that could could give incentives not to reenlist. Yeah,
yeah. It just blew my mind that they're cutting back on all these American citizens, and now they want to do this. It's just mind blowing.
I know.
So, anyways, I got to go, Carl.
Okay.
I'm listening to you, and I love your show.
I know. You actually have a job, Jimmy. Hey, thanks a lot for listening.
All right, buddy. Bye.
You bet. Hey, here's the thing is I could understand. No, I can't even understand that. If we can't find 1% of our population to stand up for our country, then we need to do something. It's a better way for enlisting them. But I remember back in when I was in Iraq in 2006 and 7, reenlistments then for the infantry. For the infantry. Guys could not reenlist. They had 4 years in the infantry. They were corporals. They had two combat tours. They couldn't reenlist. We didn't have enough room for them. So they were trying to make lat moves in the trucks, mechanics, truck drivers. Truck drivers were trying to make lat moves into something else because they couldn't stay in. And now here we are actually bringing up to the American people that we need illegals in our service because we can't get Americans to do it. And we just, at the same time, the services are coming back and tell me that this wasn't, the Pentagon's coming back and going, well, you know what? Right now, we're only taking like 25% of the people that want to come in.
I find this intriguing because we've peeled off the top brass of the military in a nearly vicious fashion, and now we're losing our more experienced non-coms who have enlisted. You know, your sergeants and petty officer first class and the chiefs and those folks. And we're bringing in all these inexperienced people. We are setting ourselves up for a disaster, but that's my opinion.
I don't think people realize how bad it is. Okay. Hey, I've got two general admission tickets. That's right. Two general admission tickets for tomorrow for the Reading Rodeo. And remember, it's still being very kid-friendly out there. It starts at 6:45. Two general admission tickets to the first person that calls 605-4567. Two general admission tickets to the Reading Rodeo.
Also, we have a caller inquiring, where can you get advanced tickets for the pancake breakfast? They say from any Asphalt Cowboy. We'll try to track them down this time of year.
Okay. Asphalt Cowboys, if you wander down to the rodeo grounds, they've got a office down there. And anybody you see wearing like a yellow shirt and they, look a little bit tipsy. No, I'm just kidding about the tipsy part. All right. That's a good question. Where can we find them? We'll give one of the Asphalt Cowboys a call and see when they, see where one of them's hanging around at. But I think there's probably going to be you could probably go down, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to send you all over town. But during the break, we'll check and see where we can send you all to get the advance tickets for the pancake breakfast, which is, of course, Friday. We're going to be on location there, as we always are, talking to everybody as they wander past. You can be on our show. Come be on our show that day and stop by and say hello to everybody. Okay, do we give the tickets away?
No, not yet. So announce that again. This lady was asking about where to buy the tickets. I told her, and she...
What'd she say? What'd you say?
I told her she could go to the rodeo grounds, well, the Asphalt Cowboys office.
I think that there might be, but during the break, we'll make some phone calls, okay, and we'll find out exactly where people can get it, so don't run down there. You know what? I can't believe I've got two tickets to the rodeo here. Yesterday, I gave...
These are for tonight?
These are for tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
For Thursday night. These are general admission tickets for the rodeo for tomorrow night.
Operators are standing by.
605-4560. Okay. All right, let's go on from other things. You know, we start talking about people being, you know, that they're holding back in the deportations. And you think about, okay, the deportations, it's probably people that these poor little farmers that have been picked up, and it's nothing important like this. But it's a little bit more than that, my friends. How about this? How about 36,000 criminals freed while awaiting deportation? That's right, criminals. So you say, oh, yeah, but what kind of criminals were there? It says here that according to the report, the 36,007 individuals released represented nearly 88,000 convictions, including 193 homicide convictions, 426 sexual assault convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions, 1,075 aggravated assault convictions, 1,100 stolen vehicle convictions, 9,000 dangerous drug convictions, 16,000 drunk or drug driving convictions, and 303 flight escape convictions. All of these released by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Last year, while they were awaiting the outcome of deportation proceedings, according to a report issued by the Center for Immigration Studies. Convicted of homicide, sexual assault, and they said the director of the institute said this is, you know, it's a little bit shocking here, and how come so many were released? Now the ICE issued a statement in response to the report saying that most of the individuals described in the report were released under restrictions such as GPS monitoring, telephone monitoring, supervision, or surety bond. So these are convicted murderers. For example, mandatory releases account for 75% of the homicides listed. Okay, so they had to be released. A judge says release them. That means 25% of the 193 homicide convictions were just turned loose by ICE. You know what, that happens. And what about all the what about the sexual assault? What about the 16,000 drunk or drugged? These are people that are here illegally that have been picked up, held. But then turn loose under the Obama administration, under Obama's orders. 36,000. You know, when I read things like this, then it brings me back to what's happening, you know, in our town where we're trying, but we can't hold them because we don't have room. They've got room, but they don't want to hold them. So somebody needs to, you know, again, I don't understand this whole premise when things like this happen. Is how can that happen? That 36,000 prisoners are turned loose, you know, including murderers, sexual, you know, rapists, predators. You know, I'm just wondering, when it says sexual assault, does that include children? You know, this goes on. And then you read about, you know, and then you look at the military, you look at things like that. You look at, you know, and everybody's attacking Benghazi. The people wanting to find out, oh, they've got nothing better to do. What about the pipeline? Well, what about the pipeline? The pipeline that the president stopped single-handedly, even his own people want to have the Keystone Pipeline, and he stopped it. So, I mean, is that the Republicans' fault?
Oh, and
that's
Harry,
the Republicans' fault?
And good old Harry, you know, well, you're not going to give me what I want, so I'm going to block the vote.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as was said, that they presented the budgets to Harry Reid that never went out of there. You know, the other thing, too, is, okay, Benghazi. You know, there's only like four questions. Just answer them. Turn them loose. And maybe that, you know, then it'll be over. Maybe the week if it happened, if people had said we weren't prepared for this one, we didn't see this one coming. If we had it, we would have never put our ambassador there if we'd seen this one coming. And that it was a horrible incident. And we have taken measures to stop this. You know, I will take the blame on this. You know, if President Obama said, you know, I'll take the blame on this. You know what? It came under my watch, and I am extremely sorry this happened. You know, I will have a thorough review by professionals. They'll tell me why this happened and how this will never happen again. if that had happened in the first week or 10 days, and then a report had come out 2 weeks later that said, you know what, this did happen. This happened here, and we didn't do this, and this shouldn't have happened, or we should have more guards around him, or he should have never gone there. Maybe the intel could have been better. Whatever. It would have been over. You'd never heard about Benghazi again. Ever. So.
By the way, I got a call from Asphalt Cowboy Jim Sharp, and those who are interested in purchasing pancake breakfast tickets can give us a call here at the station, and I will furnish them with a number where they can contact Mr. Sharp and get the tickets.
That's right. If you want tickets for the pancake breakfast, give us a call, and we will be your kind of, we'll be your kind of your connection. We'll be your pancake connection here. and we will give you
breakfast with, if you've never done, I've been going to the Asphalt Cowboys breakfast since like grade school. Okay. Missed a few years here and there, but it is such an iconic event, nationally known. We've been on Good Morning America, I think, with the pancake breakfast. And just imagine, you can't imagine running 10,000 people through a breakfast line in such an efficient manner. These guys could give the military lessons in food serving efficiency. It's amazing.
It is. And, you know, it's a great, you know, so today Bob comes in and I said, hey, Bob, you don't need to go Friday. Or no, he says the usual setup on Friday because he brings all the stuff out and Brenda comes with him and we, you know, we set up out there and, you know, and I said, you know, Bob, you know, you don't need to do that. We've got the other equipment we have that we can set up real quick, Linda and I. And he goes, well, do you have enough microphones? I said, well, yeah, I think we've got enough microphones. Well, do you have enough headsets? Well, you know, we only have two headsets for, you know, for something like that. He goes, well, you know what? You're going to need mixers and splitters. And he made up words.
And
you made up
stuff.
Words, didn't you?
The big thing is plugging stuff.
Well, the bottom line was, you know what? You know what, Bob? I just was going to let you sleep in if you wanted to. Of course you're invited, which made him happy. So Bob's going to be with me here on Friday.
I was seeing Dry Gulch Dan going around banging on his frying pan and all that good stuff. It's probably about that time, isn't it?
Well, I just have one more thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
That this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans are always honored there. Espresso Joe's, even though it's going to be 98 degrees today, they also have cold drinks and walk next door to the finest humidor in the state. E-cigs, that's right, e-cigs of all kinds, makes and models and flavors, all at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now let's take a break.
Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through the 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning on May the 14th. It's 58 degrees out there, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live. Is the stream working there? Bad Bob?
The stream appears to be working.
Okay. Well, we'll just check that. And you can jump into our chat room, which one of them seems to be working here, but he's Brad, the webmaster, is feverishly working. He doesn't sleep anymore. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, what a great time to bring up Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years with outstanding service on all models and makes of air conditioners and heaters. And also, Martin is offering $100 to your favorite charity for the first person that calls him at 221-2642 on the first day it is officially 100. Now, it's not at your house, it's not on your patio, it's not in your car. It's got to be the first time it's officially 100 degrees. You call Alliance Heating and Air, or you can call us at you can call them at 221-2642, and $100 will be donated to your favorite charity. Not to you, to your favorite charity. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They are there. If you haven't had your filters checked or your air ducts checked or just a system checked and it's starting to kick on, are you getting all the cool air you should, and how much is electricity going to cost you? It's not going to get any better, my friends. So you want to have an efficient air conditioning system. Okay, let's go on. You remember I was telling you the other day about, Toyota. And you know what? I misspoke, my friends. I misspoke. I said that Toyota was taking 3,000 jobs to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was wrong. It's 4,000 jobs. Toyota brings 4,000 jobs to Plano, Texas.
And these were white-collar jobs. These weren't factory floor grunts
But that's okay, too. I mean, you know, it's jobs.
Yeah.
But these are, high-paying jobs, which means a higher tax base, means more expensive cars, eating out in restaurants, private schools, all those kind of things.
Grocery shopping,
all that. So you've just got 4,000 new jobs in Plano, Texas. There. I mean, I don't know how big Plano, Texas is. It must be a suburb of someplace. But
all these people on unemployment, the ones who didn't move and empty their houses out.
Well, that's it. Just the selling of the houses down in that area. Because Toyota says, okay, we're going to move everybody there, so we're going to take care of your house problems. You know, if you can't sell your house, we're going to give you, the difference, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Get this one. Sriracha, what I just read, but I'm going to read this first. Remember, we were talking about was the Sriracha hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
and they were under attack by the city council, and they had like 7 or 8 states lined up. Come here. Well, they said they can't afford the distance from the peppers needed to make its signature product. The company may, however, expand into other states. This does not mean the fight is over. Texas continues to attempt the Wuhu Fong, which makes sriracha, and Texas State Representative Jason Valaba is visiting the company this Monday, a couple days ago, with a delegation to make a pitch. And local politicians have also made their pitch to the company, started by a Vietnamese refugee from communism.
Mm-hmm.
With the Los Angeles County Republican Party passing a resolution last month to keep sriracha in town. Well, you know what? You get a lot of
discontent from everybody coming by. And, you know, this is just to be another company that would leave. Okay, this is what – okay, well, just say something because I've got to pull this one
a
up.
A couple
because
of years ago, remember Rivers and Selmo said that there was some mechanism by which Texas could, like, adopt us up here, the nine northern counties, and make us part of Texas. I'm starting to think – I'm looking for a downside to that concept. I mean, it'll never happen, but it's a great idea, you know, because they certainly – their ethics seems to be more in line with the area, the vast wasteland north of Sacramento, which is how the people in L.A. View us. I don't even think they're aware we exist. You know, isn't that southern Oregon up there around Mount Shasta? You know,
I'm getting ready to cry here.
No, that's when you open the sriracha, because I've got some of that stuff in my fridge.
Oh, no, I did too, but now I'm getting ready to cry. Mm-hmm. In an unprecedented move, the Pentagon is trying to transfer convicted national security leaker Private Chelsea, you know, that used to be Bradley Manning, to a civilian prison so she can get treatment for her gender disorder. Manning, formerly named Bradley, was convicted of sending – okay, it's 35 – you know what? This person – got 35 years in the slammer for leaking classified information. The request was the first made by a transgender military inmate and set up a dilemma for the Defense Department. How do you treat a soldier for a diagnosed disorder without violating longstanding military policy? It's simple for me. It's simple. You know what? We'll kind of put you over here in a cell kind of by yourself, but you can still sleep by yourself and have this, but you can still go out there and if you want to be with the girls, be with the girls, you know, in the military prison. That's fine. We don't care. You're just not going to, you know, sleep with them or take showers with them. All right. And you're not going to do it with the guys
and
because you're a girl.
And the taxpayers are footing the bill.
Okay.
For
how to treat it. So transgender people are not allowed to serve in the U.S. military and Defense Department. Well, I don't know why not. And Defense Department does not provide such treatment. But Manning can't be discharged from the service while serving her 35-year prison sentence. You know, my favorite article was what they were writing about Manning. And they kept switching from him to her because he was convicted, but she, you know, was, anyway. Some officials said privately that keeping a soldier, I don't know what officials, but keeping a soldier in a military prison and unable to have treatment could amount to cruel and unusual punishment.
No.
Okay. Hagel. Big surprise, gave the Army approval to try to work out a transfer plan with the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which does provide such treatment. Did you know that your tax dollars are going to make operations in changing? Yeah, it does. Yeah, the Pentagon officials set on condition on anonymity because they're not authorized to speak on the record. No decision's been made yet. They've just started talking about prospects for a transfer.
I shake my head.
You know, he or she has gender dysphoria, the sense of being a woman in a man's body. A military doctor approved a treatment plan, including hormone therapy. You know.
Okay, if this is a mental aberration and the person needs treatment, okay, I'm all for that. But to do what amounts, in my opinion, to mutilation surgery at government expense, I got a problem with that.
It just says there's three things they can do. They can let him dress up in women's clothing and do that. And that's something not possible in Leavenworth Men's Facility.
Yeah.
Hormone therapy, which changes some physical traits such as breast and hair growth, and sex reassignment surgery. You know what? I wish I was making this up, but I just – you know what? It's – I really don't know what to say after this. Okay, I just read that to you, my friends. So there. So they're looking at taking Manning and sending him her to maybe a federal prison so she can have – he can change to she with hormone therapy, being able to dress women's clothes, and, of course, then the operations itself, which would be breast construction, genital reassignment. I guess I could use that word, reassignment, and other, and other things. Well, that's what you would change his things. I mean
– Yeah.
Okay. Hey, when we get back, we've got Dr. Joe Weiss. Finally, you'll get some sanity here. Dr. Joe Weiss of Shasta College will be with us for a while. And then after that, we've got Andrew Meredith with the unions coming in to talk about what's going on with them. This is, you know what, this kind of thing, you know, when I read this stuff, this caught me by surprise. So anyway, good news for Reading in the North State with jobs, the economy, with One Safe Place getting $1 million. Thank you, Sierra Pacific. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's been more than 10 hours since this. Applause as there was a rescue of one of the more than 100 Turkish miners still trapped below ground. Rescuers are continuing the desperate search for more survivors, according to the BBC's James Reynolds.
Here outside Somos Hospital, the crowd of family members has surged towards the blue barriers. They're all waiting to see if they can find out any information about their husbands, sons or brothers trapped underground. I'm just standing by a crowd which is five or six deep. They're trying to look towards the entrance of the hospital. They're trying to see if they can find out any news. There's one woman in a headscarf in front of me who is shouting towards possibly government officials. There are other people I can see in the distance who are sobbing and collapsing.
That's the BBC's James Reynolds in Soma, Turkey, also at srnews.com. Forecasters are predicting another hot, dry day in Southern California where a pair of wildfires are still burning. Thousands of evacuated residents were allowed to return home last night, including San Diego resident Jack Elkins.
The firemen did a good job. They put out the stuff and kept it from getting up to my house. So I'm happy.
So far, neither of the 700-acre wildfires have caused any home damage or injuries. The Internal Revenue Service says it will not ask the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate regulations it sought to impose on hundreds of thousands of paid tax preparers.
The rules would have required several tax preparers to take continuing education courses and pass a competency exam. A federal judge and an appellate court in Washington tossed the rules out. The judges said the IRS was overstepping its authority by attempting to impose the rules without congressional authorization.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Several independent tax preparers challenged the new regulations in a 2012 lawsuit. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling right now, down 48 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is reassuring Persian Gulf allies that talks to contain Iran's nuclear program will not weaken their security.
These negotiations will under no circumstances trade away regional security for concessions on Iran's nuclear program. Our commitment to Gulf security and stability is unwavering.
In remarks opening a conference in Saudi Arabia with his Gulf counterparts, Hagel said that Washington is hopeful of progress this week in Iran in a deal. Drafting talks in Vienna is underway. They hope to reach a final compromise later this month that should put a cap on Iran's nuclear ambitions. U.S. reconnaissance aircraft have been flying over Nigeria searching for nearly 300 kidnapped schoolgirls. The Nigerian government has now verified that video footage of the girls, which surfaced on Monday, is considered to be authentic. It says 54 of the girls have been identified by relatives. This is SRN News. If saving the nation's economy sounds easy or fun to you, SRN's Wally Hines reports that a new online game gives you a chance to try your hand.
The Federal Budget Challenge gives citizens across the country a chance to try their hand at setting fiscal policy. The free online game lets you consider options. For instance, is raising taxes a good way to cut the deficit? And how do you protect Social Security and Medicare for future generations? It includes the latest numbers from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The goal is to give you a chance to do what Congress has been unable to, and that is set the nation on a fiscally sustainable path. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on Tuesday on a judge's ruling that Virginia's voter-approved marriage amendment is unconstitutional. The case is one of a handful that could make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, more local talk radio than any other station in California. Yeah, that's right, right here in the North State. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The time is 8:06 in the morning, and let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are negative this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 56 points at 16,658. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1895, and the NASDAQ is down 12 at 4117. Active stocks this morning include Facebook, which is up 13 cents at $59.96, and Bank of America down 16 cents at $14.87. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is up 6 cents at $87.29, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 49 cents at $43.69. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.54%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 84 cents at $101.89. Gold is up $9.30 at $1,304.10. And silver is up 24 cents at $19.79. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. Financial freedom, I say that, you know, with wishing that I had gotten a hold of them 40 years ago. I would be floating around the Mediterranean right now. Give them a call, 243-7561. They can help you obtain financial freedom. Take care of your IRAs and look at your look at all your investments. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Bob, let's do some weather here. What's it going to look like today?
High today could be in right around the century mark. It's not climbing up too terribly fast right now. We're looking at 66 degrees in town. Tonight's low will be 60, and then a high again in the upper 90s for your Thursday under partly cloudy skies. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearm dealer of choice there. John Bastiani takes great pride in having ammo and guns for all of his customers, and he believes in customer service, as do all of his people there. Great customer service, in fact. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. My guest, Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. Good morning, doctor.
Good to be here, Carl.
Dr. Joe?
Yeah, call me Dr. Joe.
Doctor, you like that, right?
I do.
when did you get your doctorate?
I just finished it, yeah, last month officially. So.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I remember doing my
ink's master's. Not even dry. In that
ink's not even dry. Now, so you have, of course you have to do the big dissertation and all that.
Yeah, that's what took me a few years.
Yeah, how many pages was it?
I think all in all about 200.
Okay, when I was getting my master's, the head of my committee comes up to me and he puts his hand on my shoulder, in a friendly sense, and he goes, "Did you know that Harvard issued a
awarded a master's degree on a 15-page thesis. And I went, 15 pages? He goes, yeah. He said, that was quite a few years ago, but they did. Just remember this, you know, succinct, to concise, to the point. And I took him up on that. So mine was like, you know, 100 pages. But there's a lot of, like, this page is left blank. And, you know, and dedicated. I had like 3 pages of dedications. And then I had it so classified I couldn't read it the day I walked out of the facility. So it worked. Okay. I was invited to your place the other day because you had a great announcement to make. Y'all have got a partnership going.
Yeah, we were pleased to have a little event where we were celebrating a new partnership with Brandman University. And we've had a partnership with CSU Chico where they offer some bachelor's level work here in our Health Science and University Center downtown, Reading. And we're adding to that with more opportunities, partnering with Brandman. They're a division of Chapman.
And Chapman, if you've ever been in the military or other places, is in almost all the military bases, and plus so many, I think it's 27 different sites they're at, maybe more. And plus they've got campuses throughout. Regular campuses too, I believe.
Yeah, so we would just become a host partner with them and bring more opportunities. So I mean, we have good schools in town with National and Simpson. But it would bring some more opportunities with maybe some different programs coming down the road here.
Okay, so what kind of program? So you'll be able to, by using your facilities there, and of course they'll probably be hiring other instructors and or maybe using part of your instructors. You know, I guess this is part
it'll
of the
probably
deal.
Be a mix, yes.
Yeah, it'll be a mix of it. So what kind of degrees will they be offering here, 4-year degrees?
Well, what they're looking at, and hopefully starting next spring, is a Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice and maybe a Master's in Family Therapy. And then in following years, they're looking at even a Doctor of Education and a Bachelor's in Social Work and Social Science and some more fields like that.
Okay. Well, that just opens up the ability for students that want to get a 4-year degree and then go to Shasta College, do their early work there and finish up with Brandon.
Yeah, and that's the point of the partnership, is to help provide additional opportunities where people don't necessarily have to leave the area to get a degree they're looking for.
And we looked at also the level of education and in poverty. And, you know, this should be a no-brainer, but of course it isn't. But it should be a no-brainer that the less education you have, the better chance you have of living in poverty. It doesn't mean that because you have a college degree that you won't be living in poverty, because we have those that are. But you've got some statistics here.
Yeah, some of the stuff we were looking at is, Shasta serves the 3-county area, Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties, and over 55,000 working adults have some college but haven't completed a degree. And so there's a large need out there, as I see it, for programs like this. But what you mentioned, in Shasta County, according to the census, around 27% of folks are living in poverty if they haven't graduated high school. And then if they've graduated high school but haven't done college, it's around 17%. So pretty high percentages.
Right.
And then the better educated you are, the less likely that is.
Now, we have a high degree of completion in high schools. I mean, we have a good completion rate.
Yeah, we do. We do. And we have around 86%.
Yeah, and we score well on tests around here too, on the test. So what happens between them finishing high school and them finishing college? I mean, I know some of them go away, but
right.
A lot of them don't go away. A lot of them end up here. So what keeps them from finishing?
There's probably 100 different reasons, there. But I think some of it is local opportunity. One of the things we lament sometimes is not having a large public higher education institution in our backyard. Some of it is, folks – they get jobs, life starts happening, they get married, have families, these kinds of things that then slows them down or they decide to stop. There's probably 50 different reasons like that I hear about as president of the college why people don't finish.
Do you have how big is your veteran contingent?
I think we have between 200 and 300 veterans right now.
Is that a good size?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of them from Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, a lot of recent veterans.
I know you have a lot of things going out there aimed at the veterans and, clubs and such.
Yeah, we have an active veterans club and, there are things like a counselor who's specially focused on veterans counseling and helping them with their class schedules and priority in line for financial aid, and, of course, all the veterans' benefits that are available.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good, because I know that I've talked to some of the young men out there and women, and they it's not easy transitioning back from after 4 years in the Marine Corps and a couple of combat tours back onto campus, where the most important thing in class is what did Beyonce wear last night?
Right. Yeah, that is.
Oh,
it is,
no.
A transition.
I mean, no. We run into this. He goes, I just don't understand what how can you get so hung up on this? And I went, you know, things change. So, I think we're going to be expecting a call also from the university today. I think they're going to try and call in. But my guest is Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. He's on today. We're talking about they've done a partnership with Brandom University, which is a part of Chapman, but to offer 4-year degrees right here through on the campuses of Shasta College. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we're real pleased with it.
Okay. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. If you don't, you know what, a Ford and a Dodge Ram during rodeo week, you know what, there is the way to go. And don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue and talk to our friends down there at Redding Crown Motors. They're going to have a bunch of cowboys out there and be able to sign autographs, all kinds of neat things happening this week at Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177. My guest is Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. And on the phone is Chancellor Gary Brom, who is the chancellor of Brandom University, who has just signed an agreement with Shasta College to offer four-year degrees there. Good morning, Chancellor.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing down there?
It's great. It's hot down here, though. It's going to be close to 100 degrees here, well, but it's a beautiful day.
Well, it's 75 degrees here. The sun's shining, and we're going to go out and play golf afterwards and then go trout fishing. Okay, maybe it's not exactly that cold. All right. Hey, Chancellor, this agreement you've made with Dr. Weiss and Shasta College is kind of a win-win for everybody in the area, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. It gives students the opportunity to continue their education and get their bachelor's degree at the institution they're currently attending. It's a very affordable alternative and allows them to continue their learning either on ground in the evening so they can work during the day or online, their choice. And so it gives new opportunities to students, and there's no question these opportunities will allow more students to graduate than have in the past.
Well, that's good. And we were looking at the amount of people. Joe, you were saying is that we've got a higher success rate as far as graduates from community college.
Yeah. The area has around 10% of the residents have an associate's degree, and the state average is about 8.
But when we get into the bachelor's degree, we drop a little bit.
Yeah, then we lag. We're about 13 or 14%, and the state average is 19 or 20.
How many courses are you going to be offering up here, Chancellor?
Well, over time, we will see exactly how many we offer. We're determining now, doing a needs analysis, seeing exactly what programs would be most in demand at the campus and in the community and by employers. And so we'll be talking to people and doing an analysis, and that will tell us exactly what we should be offering to the students. We agree that, you know, one of the problems in you know, smaller communities is that students don't have the opportunity. They may have a great community college, but they may not have the opportunity to continue to get their bachelor's degree. And so you have this problem where people are able to get their AA degree, their associate's degree, but not their bachelor's degree. And if they do want to get their bachelor's degree, sometimes they have to leave the community to do it. And when students leave, parents all know this, you know, many times they don't come back. And so it results in having less people with bachelor's degree than really the business community needs and is best for the growth of the community. So, you know, giving more alternatives to students to complete that degree locally is really important.
It is. You know, on the front page of the paper today, fiscal picture looks bright. Our unemployment has dropped 7 points. Unemployment has dropped 7 points. Of course, when you start talking unemployment figures, there's all different types of numbers there, of course. But what they're saying is now they're starting to find having trouble filling vacancies for skilled employees. Mark LaSalle, the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, they've been going after niche businesses. Manufacturing is up 14%. So I think this is one of the areas, you know, talking to them is maybe we could, you know, if you start targeting specific fields or fields that they believe are coming up here might be interesting.
That's a great idea, and we would absolutely do that. We work very closely with the business community because we are working in partnership with them to ensure they have the labor force, the educated labor force that they need.
And, you know, I think that's part of it. And Dr. Weiss here, I know you said you're going to be starting some new programs out here too for more of it's a technical trades, but ones obviously I think we need.
Yeah, we're expanding our full-time faculty in both the traditional, fields like math and I think political science even. And, Carl, you might want to look into that. But also in the trades areas, we have we're hiring a diesel slash industrial technology full-time faculty member for the fall and a computer information systems faculty member. So we are looking to improve those things. And we just got a grant from the state to help with advanced manufacturing for the businesses in the region.
That's great. Chancellor, you've got this is Brandon is part of Chapman, the Chapman College group, isn't it? Or they're part of you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and yeah, and it used to be called Chapman College. Now it's Chapman University.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah, Brandon is a part of Chapman. We used to be called Chapman University College. So we are one of the colleges part of Chapman. And in 2007, in order to be more focused on the needs of our students and the communities that we serve, and we have 26 locations, and six of them on military bases, so we are spread across California and Washington State, in order to provide the flexibility that we need to really be more responsive, we became a separate regionally accredited nonprofit institution. We are WASC accredited. Accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, and the same group, they're, you know, a part of that group also accredits Shasta College. And so we are still a part of Chapman. Over half of our board members are Chapman trustees, and the president of Chapman is on our board. And so we are still, you know, fully a part of Chapman and controlled by Chapman. But at the same time, as a separate accredited nonprofit institution, we have the opportunity to be much more flexible in being able to be responsive to the needs of our communities that we serve, and being able to sign the agreement and co-locate at Shasta Community College is the type of thing that that being separate allows us to do, and so we really honor our heritage, and we think it's really important to provide the same quality and focus on student success as Chapman does, but we have a more flexibility now to be responsive to the needs of our students.
Great. Do you see, Joe, do you see online, I mean, do y'all do online instruction now at all?
Yeah, Shasta College, well, approximately 15% of our students are taking online courses. Most are taking a mix, so it saves the commute and that sort of thing.
Do you see this as a big part of the future for the college and the university is online?
Yeah, I see it only growing. We also have a real good program. We call it hybrid, where they have, same as Brandman does, where they have some face-to-face meetings supplemented with online, so that it, you know, maybe you're coming once every 2 weeks or that sort of thing instead of three times a week to class.
I really like that idea.
Right.
You know, that makes things easier, and you know, to get them through if they've got jobs or other things that they can catch up on. Catch up on their work and all this. I think it's a great thing. Got last thoughts here, Chancellor?
Sure. Let me just say, Brandman's evening classes are all offered blended. So you'd go one night a week for 8 weeks, 3 hours. So you'd be in class 24 hours, and you do 21 hours online. So you still have the same 45-hour contact hours that you need for a typical class, but only 24 of them are on campus. And students also have the opportunity to take classes fully online. And many of our students will take class, you know, one class on ground, blended, and one class online. That works better, or if they're traveling, or for many different reasons, they have the opportunity to decide what works best for them. And we agree that that is the future, and it allows people the flexibility to complete their degrees that wouldn't have the opportunity otherwise. We are really pleased to be working with Dr. Wise and Shasta College. We think it's a great partnership. We think it's a great institution, and we look forward to many years of working together to give opportunities to students that they don't currently have.
Okay, we've been talking to Chancellor Gary Brom of Brandon University, and talking about the four-year program that they're adding on to the ability to have four-year degrees in a partnership they've made with Shasta College. Also, Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. Your last thoughts, Joe? We got a couple minutes here.
Well, one of the things I'm really pleased about this is it's not a happenstance or an accident, but we've been planning for this sort of thing in our strategic plan. We wanted to expand opportunities for the region, and this partnership with with Brandman is allowing us to do that. So it's not an accident. It's an identified need for our area, and we've been able to work to meet it.
You just didn't stumble over this thing. This is something that you've done a lot of work down there, Dr. Joe Weiss, and we appreciate what you've done at Shasta College. I know things haven't been easy out there at times, but you have stepped up and done the correct things. We're really happy you're out there.
Well, thank you. It's a challenge, but it's a very fulfilling work.
Yeah, I bet it is. You know, you got such a mix of people out there from, what, 17 to 70 or older?
Oh, yeah. Last year it was fun. We had a 74-year-old graduate. She promised her husband she would finish her degree, and she did. And it was standing ovation at the ceremony. And so,
yeah, it should be. You know, Linda's mom graduated from University of San Francisco at age, I think, 60-something. You know, I mean, so she wanted to finish her degree, too. So, you know, my hat's off to all those people. Okay, well, Dr. Joe Weiss and Chancellor Gary Brom, thank you so much for being here with us today. And this won't be the last time.
Happy to be here.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Okay.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott. 66 degrees out there, heading up to the high 90s as we run amok through here. KCNR, 1460, more local talk radio. Local talk radio shows in any other place in the state of California. Can I say that? prove that I'm wrong. 23. Okay, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Bob and I were both there this week. Were you here? Were you there? Was it last week?
No, I was there a couple of weeks ago. I got a
time to get back again. Yeah, you know what? You're getting a little shaggy there, a little furry around the edges.
Get the brows under control.
I don't want to talk about that. That's way too much information. This thing you'll be talking about is hair in your ears. Hey, I've got two tickets, general admission tickets for the rodeo. That's tomorrow. For Thursday, starts at 6:45. It's, you know, it's kid friendly because it's starting early. Two general admission tickets, $12 a piece, for free to the second caller, 605-4567. That's right, the second caller, 605-4567. All right, my guests are Andrew Meredith and Tom Corrado. Now, Andrew, you were just reelected president of one of the unions, right?
Of the Northeastern Building Trades, which is a coalition of the building trades unions.
Okay, so I saw a press release, so they obviously think you're doing a good job.
We had a white ballot. Tom Corrado here was also elected as our vice president. I think we've got a good leadership group at the Northeastern California Building and Construction Trades Council. And I think that's going to be imperative this year going into the election cycle. So
you think?
I do.
I liked what you said in your press release. Because you're getting ready. Did you already make your announcements?
We haven't. We're going to release our first wave of endorsements this week.
When?
On Friday.
Well, why do you think I called you? All right, Tom. Tom, yes. But you head up which one of the – you head up a specific union too, right?
Well, I'm the local business rep for the Plumbers Union and Pipefitters
okay.
Union,
all
yes.
Right. And you've been on before. And, in fact, we had a few – well, you've all been on here before.
We have.
Okay. So any hints here about who you're going to endorse?
You know, like we put out in the press release, what we're really focusing on this year is issues that are specific to our membership. And our membership's concerned about creating jobs. You know, that's issue number one. We've got a member in Congress right now, Doug LaMalfa, who might not be great on all labor issues, but when it comes to issues like raising Shasta Dam, which is going to create hundreds of jobs up here in Shasta County, he's pretty good on that. And Sites Reservoir Project down outside of Maxwell, another project that's about a $1.5 billion job, if not more, going to put hundreds of construction workers back to work. He's good on those issues. You know, we've interviewed both candidates. We've talked to both candidates in that congressional race, and
so it'd be Heidi Hall and
Congressman
and Doug LaMalfa. Okay, yeah.
And I think on the issues that are specific to our members, I think Doug LaMalfa's got a better track record.
Okay, so well, thanks, man. Okay. Well, you know what? We've talked to Heidi, and she's grown a lot in the last 4 or 5 months, and I don't mean that in a bad sense, because when you throw your hat in the ring, you don't really know really what's going to be facing you. And so from the first interview we had with her to the last one, she has gotten a whole better grasp of everything and what her trail is.
Real quick interjection here. The next person who rings my phone is going to get those tickets.
That's right. That's right. It's the next caller, 605-4567. Okay, so any other hints here?
You know, in the assembly race,
yeah.
You know, Brian Dolly's been a good friend of the building trades up here in Northern California. I think he's a great guy, good family man, pretty honest. You know, he's been up front with us on issues that he might not agree with us on, and he's been supportive pretty heavily of issues that we do agree with him on. So I think he's shown good leadership for the North State. He's not afraid to bring money back to his district just based on an ideological opposition to government funding.
He's not afraid to reach across the aisle either.
He's not.
And you know what? We need that. You know, some people may not like that, but we need that. In fact, I thought I was going to see you up there north a couple weeks ago.
Up at the squirrel shoot?
Yeah, I mean, you missed a good time.
I heard I did. We had several of our members that went up and made the trip and just had a blast.
Yeah, so. That's good. What about, you know, here's one of the things that I'm going to ask every candidate that comes in here. Because frankly, I'm not sure that we have people with vision where we need them. And, you know, you're talking about jobs. But that vision should encompass jobs. It should encompass the building of the North State. You know, I see good news on the front page where manufacturing jobs up here in the North State are up 14%, that unemployment's down. Now, we can argue about unemployment figures, but if you take the whole figure and say it's dropped 7%, okay, I'm okay with that. I hope that when you all are talking to somebody, that it goes, you know, of course it's for jobs and labor. But what's their vision for 5 years from now? Where do we want the North State to be? Tom?
Yeah, that's very important that we don't get caught up in just quibbling over little things, unimportant things.
That are short term, that we need to be looking 5-10 years out. What's our plan? I mean, do you all look at people like that?
We do, and we do want to look at people with vision. We want to ask them what their vision is. We want to make sure that they're growth oriented. We want to make sure that they are looking for the long-term improvement in our area, and that's critical.
It has to be. And if we're not looking at that, we're killing ourselves. Frankly, I don't see a lot of vision with our people today. It doesn't mean they don't have it. Maybe I just haven't noticed it. Maybe they haven't said it. They're keeping it a secret for later. But, where's the person that says, this is how we're going to handle the fact that we've got we're turning people loose from jails every day, hundreds or dozens. You know, what's their vision for stopping that? What's their vision for bringing in a business? What's their vision for the Sacramento River? I would hope that you all would be a part of this. You know, everybody, the whole community becomes a part of what's our vision for the Sacramento River and Redding and those trails and all the things we could do there.
Yeah, I think you're touching on a really good point here. You know, Redding had an identity years ago after the dam was built. We had all the logging going on up here. You know, it really bolstered the economy. And when the logging went away and the construction jobs went away, you know, there was a need to re-identify what the community was. And, you know, we've tried this service industry type approach to the market, you know, appeal to the service sector. And it's been successful somewhat in maintaining the economy over the last 20 or 30 years. But I think we've reached a point now, specifically here in Redding, where we need to identify how we're going to appeal outside of the service industries. You know, we need to bring manufacturing back up into this area. We need to build things.
Absolutely. It wasn't an accident that I had the president of Shasta College on and you all. I wanted to get you all on as soon as we can. But they're expanding Shasta College out with a partnership. I don't know if you heard that with Brandon University. So they're offering four-year degrees. So, you know, plus they just started they're starting a new welding class. So you get into the technical stuff again, you know, engineering and, you know, building. So obviously that, you know, these are things that we need to talk about, as part of this, because I agree with you, Andrew. I agree that we need to look at what we're going and the candidates have got to tell me. They've got to tell the people, this is what I see happening. That there's so much minutiae that goes with the jobs. I understand that. You know, they're up to their butt in alligators, but you've got to look beyond the alligators out to the forest out there. What other kind of are you going to talk? Can you talk about that? How about the supervisor?
The supervisor race. You know, we haven't made a formal decision leading into Friday on that one yet. We've talked to both candidates. We've got a great relationship with Les Baugh in that race, and Mr. Schaefer came in, and you know, he was pretty impressive too. I think there's two good candidates in that race. Again, Les, what we like about Les is the fact that Les has never been afraid to take a position. You know, it was kind of controversial for him to make a decision on that, to take a stance on that Churn Creek Bottom development, which we heavily supported. We thought that it was a great idea for the south part of the community. It could have been easy for him to walk away from making the decision and just punted that to the other four members of the board just because it was his district. And I think he showed leadership by taking a position. And I think leadership like that, you know, deserves to be recognized.
I think, okay, but also, too, I hope you asked him what his vision is for the next 5 years. And I haven't heard him say it. You know, that, okay, you took a stand on that. And frankly, I don't know what kind of impact that, you know, the election is going to have. And it's going to lead up to our next questions after the break. What kind of decision, you know, when they squashed that down in, when I say they, 78% of the people, I think, was it 75, 78, something like that? 74? It's in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Squashed the Churn Creek shopping mall. What kind of message do you think that sent out? Do you think there's ever going to be another shopping mall that tries to come in here?
Probably not in that area.
That's the second time we've tried to, the people have tried to put things out there, right?
Correct.
It was an incredible yeah, I mean, see, those kind of things is, I mean, that's not good for what we're talking about.
Yeah, Hawkins was a stand-up company. You know, they had a pretty viable project that they brought to the community. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in democracy, and, you know, the community decided that it wasn't right. It wasn't the right time, I guess, to expand down to that portion of the county. And, you know, time will tell whether or not anything ever gets built on that piece of land.
Or on Stillwater.
Yeah.
What's out of Stillwater? What do you see for Stillwater? You know what? You're talking about manufacturing. What kind of, and this will be the last before we go for a break. Gary, hang on to the other side of the break and I'll get right to you. What do you see as manufacturing? You've got your fingers on the pulse of industry like this. What do you see kind of businesses can come up here? Tom, Andrew, either one.
I think what's appealing about this area is it's kind of at a crossroads transportation-wise. You know, you've got the ability to send goods to the coast, got the ability to send goods into Nevada. And then again, we're right along the I-5 corridor. So it's always been appealing for manufacturing. But what I think is really going to drive that in the next 20 years is the expanse of agriculture coming up north. You know, now you're seeing orchards pop up on land that you didn't see orchards on in Tehama County, you know, even 10, 20
That's
years
true.
Ago.
What about the water problem, though, that we're going to – I mean, we're already starting to get into the water fights.
Yeah. You know, I've been pretty vocal about this in the past. I'm a firm believer that you've got to think big when it comes to water infrastructure. We've punted this problem for far too long, yep, thinking that we can conserve our way out of the water crisis. We've passed that. It's time for new water storage.
It doesn't mean we can't conserve, but you're right. We need water storage. Now, people say, well, if it doesn't rain, we're not going to have water. Okay. But when it does rain, then we have water.
You have to be able to capture
it. You have to be able to capture it instead of just – have you looked at the Sacramento the last couple of days? They've let a lot of water out.
They have.
Have you seen that?
I mean, it's
higher than I've seen it in months.
Lake is dropping 6 inches to a foot per day.
Per day, yeah.
This early in the season.
I know. And, you know, it was 89 feet when Kevin Kelly came on the other day talking, you know, from Holiday Harbor. He says they're slowing it down, but then what I've seen in the last couple of days, it's going hot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. My guest, Andrew Meredith and Tom Corrado, we're talking union issues and the fact they've met with all the candidates and they've coming out with, they haven't come out with everybody, but who they want to throw their support behind. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Closest heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training, 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebot. Wednesday, May the 14th, 68 degrees out there, 8:50 in the morning. My guests are Andrew Meredith, president of the Northeastern California Building Trade, and Tom Carrato, who is also involved in the Plumbers Union, but he is also the president of Revolt.
Spokesman
for Revolt. Okay, well, let's go to the phones. Gary, do you have a question? Hello, Gary?
He's switched in.
Gary, are you there? Push the other button.
No, he's on one.
Hello, Gary?
Gary, are you there?
All right, Gary's not there. All right, let's go back. Okay, obviously, Tom, you are the spokesman for Revolt. Revolt, of course, is the organization that wants to stop the sale of the land at Turtle Bay to the McConnell Foundation.
That is correct.
All right. And we're talking about why we, you know, how we need to expand business and push out and look at the future and look 5 years down the road and 10 years down the road. And you are all for that. Do you see a somewhat of a dichotomy here with stopping the building of the, or stop the sale of the land, construction of the hotel, and what you were just talking about?
Well, it's important to understand the difference between stopping the hotel project and stopping the land sale. We have supported this hotel project since the beginning, as I've said previously, and even on this show, that we believe that if they're going to build it with public subsidy, that it should be built with prevailing wage, and if they're not, then it truly should be an actual private project by paying full market value, the real full market value. And that's where the contention comes in. We believe that the sale price that's out there right now is based upon a lease that we believe is a shell game, because there's nothing guaranteeing that lease will stay in place for 88 years. And yet that's what they hinge that reduced price upon, is that 88-year lease.
But if it did stay in place.
But there's nothing guaranteeing that it will. And how can you sell something predicated upon a fact if that fact is not truly a fact, but a possibility?
Okay, I understand it. But if it was guaranteed that the lease would stay, I mean, the idea of leasehold land is understood by everybody. I mean, I lived on leasehold land in Hawaii, and you can only get a loan up to a certain day, and then the loan went away because you only had it for that. So this whole thing hinges in upon if the lease goes away, then they can do anything they want with it.
That is correct, and it changes the value of the land.
But the people from Turtle Bay still will have the ability to say one way or another about that lease, right?
They are part of the agreement. Yes, that is correct. But you have to remember there are two parcels at this time, and I don't know what the future holds, but there are two parcels at this time, and there's nothing stopping them from releasing the lease, dissolving that lease on parcel 9 acres and not dissolving it on parcel 5 acres, which then makes the 9 acres much more valuable.
Okay, that's interesting.
And we believe that if they're going to sell this land based upon a specific criteria, that criteria ought to stay in place.
So if they put it in writing that it would stay in place, this thing would all go away.
Well, that would definitely change the whole perspective of the value of that land for sure.
Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. Thanks for waiting. Sorry.
Yes, can you hear me now?
We can, but sorry we lost you there, buddy.
That's all right. Andrew, this is your favorite city council speaker with the backbone and the silent treatment.
This guy's awesome.
Gary's been listening to this
long regarding Les Baugh. From the very beginning until very recently, Les Baugh has opposed the state of Jefferson. Why would you back somebody who wants to maintain the status quo rather than a new vision and new horizons and do something different rather than being under the yoke and the control of Sacramento, which screws us up left and right, and as you people well know, does anything you can do to not create jobs? And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gary.
This guy's awesome, by the way. If you haven't watched Gary speak in public, it's incredible.
Gary has sent me a couple books on English diction. He was an English teacher. He says, there's some words you're using wrong. Okay.
That being said, you know.
Well, you know, the point he's making is you've had, Les is a good guy, but he's been there. You know, we're talking about vision. Is it time for a change, I think, is what he says.
Yeah. You know, I understand the sentiment. The state of Jefferson concept is not one I think that the building trades as an organization supports. And again, you know, going back to focusing on what are the issues that are important to our members, I think Les has been pretty good on those issues. So I think that's what we're looking at. You know, we're not going to ask questions of candidates about gun control or gay rights or anything like that. We're focusing specifically on the issues that affect our members, and we don't see that state of Jefferson issue being one that directly affects our members.
Bruce, let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning. Do you have a question for our guest?
Absolutely, I do there. Who are they going to support for governor? We have policies that come out of Sacramento that are very important to the job creation here in the north.
You know, the building trades as a whole, a statewide organization, they would be the ones that would take the endorsement on that issue. And I can assure you it's going to be Governor Jerry Brown. I think Governor Brown, from the building trade standpoint, has done a lot to bring the economy back and create opportunities for rebuilding infrastructure here in California didn't exist.
Let me weigh in a little bit on Governor Brown. And this green energy mandate, 33% by 2020, you want to know why nobody's at Stillwater? There's no manufacturing going to move up here and face that coming down the tube. And you've got he's the architect of the public service and retirement program. He's got $500 billion unfunded liabilities for the state of California. So why would you guys support somebody that you go down the same elections, the same results you're going to get? And cap and trade. You've got a lot of things that's going to have a huge impact on jobs here in the north. And same old thing. You guys want to vote for this? Those kind of policies. I'll take my answer on the air.
Thanks, Bruce.
You know, with Governor Brown, again, from our standpoint, I think he walked into a mess when he took over as governor. The economy was falling apart. I think he's done a lot to not only maintain the manufacturing that we have here in the state of California, but I think it's expanded to some degree.
You know what? I could argue with Andrew. I could argue with you on that one. I mean, you can talk about expansion, but I also look at how many jobs and businesses have left California due to California was just rated the last in the whole nation again this week by, you know, the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies about doing business here. And I think this is what Bruce is talking about, and this is what Gary was talking about. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. We've had, you know, our people at the assembly and the city, or not assembly, but the supervisors, I mean, it's the same people. What makes you think it's going to be any different if we reelect them? And what's the difference if we reelect Governor Brown? Now, Brown, I'm not saying he hasn't done some good work out here, because he has. He really has. But, you know, I look at the high-speed train. I look at these other things. But this is what people are saying. And what you all are saying is we're going to stick with the status quo, the guys that are there now. Well, what makes you think things are going to change then? Well, where's the vision?
Results are important. And I think, you know, the fact that Governor Brown has been able to you know, stabilize the budget here in California with some of the shortcomings that we've had within the public employee retirement system, I think is a major accomplishment. I do.
Well, okay, got 2 minutes left here. Well, okay, but what about at the local level? What changes do you see is going to happen by reelecting the same people?
Well, you know, I don't think that you're going to see us advocate for reelecting a lot of the same people. I really don't.
City council?
City council race a little early, but I think we've been pretty public about the fact that there are members of the city council that we think have been a letdown in their vision for the community. And, you know, we'll be looking to find candidates that do. And I think there are already some in the race that have shared a vision with the community that I think are going to do some good.
Francie's name keeps coming up. Is Francie, y'all threw a lot of work and money behind Francie a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think from the building trade standpoint, Carl, I think Francie's been a disappointment. And, you know, I think it's going to be a tough sell for her when she comes in front of our board and seeks an endorsement because, you know, we don't see results and, you know, we think there are other qualified candidates in the race.
Okay. You know, my guests have been Andrew Meredith, who is the president of the Northeast California Building Trades, and Tom Corrado, who is at the Plumbers Unions here and the spokesman of Revolt. Thank you so much. And, guys, can I call you back in again here on a regular basis? I'd like to have you come back in and talk about as the election gets closer and a few other things like that. Plus, you both are articulate and you can talk about things that really affect our community. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got rodeo. We've got people running for Congress. We'll be right back. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Spring heat wave continues holding Southern California in its grip, with coastal areas and valleys expecting highs in the mid-90s to low 100s. And there are concerns about a return of gusty winds as firefighters battle a couple of major wildfires, one on the northern outskirts of San Diego.
I think at the peak of the fire, we had over 150 firefighters involved in the firefight. Numerous air assets from the city, county, and state. And it took all of those resources to protect the structures and the lives of the affected communities.
San Diego Fire Chief Javier Maynar. A violent protest has erupted in a Turkish city where more than 200 coal miners are dead in the aftermath of a mine explosion. Villagers in northern Nigeria forming vigilante groups saying the military isn't doing enough to protect them from Boko Haram, the Islamic terror group that's kidnapped more than 270 schoolgirls. Also at SRN News.